Hi guys, and happy Wednesday. Since today's Wednesday, you know what time it is. It's time for another installment of Wedding Wednesday, which is tips and tricks for brides and grooms who are actively planning their wedding. Now, for those of you guys who may be tuning in for the first time, go ahead and make sure you check back to all the past episodes for other tips. But I am Jasmine. I am an award-winning and published wedding photographer. I'm located in Indiana, but I serve clients worldwide. So let's go ahead and dive right into today's topic. Today's topic is all about your getting ready portraits and your bridal detail portraits. And these are kind of something that sets the tone and mood for your whole wedding. You're gonna want photos of your shoes and your dress, and for the guys, your tie and maybe your cufflinks. You're gonna want those things photographed for your wedding album. And you're also probably gonna want some photos of you getting dressed and hanging out with your closest friends while you're getting ready. And so that's where the bridal details and getting ready photos come into play. There is one main thing that you're gonna wanna keep in mind when it comes to these details. You're gonna wanna try to keep the room cluttered as clutter-free as possible. So while you're getting ready, there are so many things that are going on. Your makeup and hair team are busy getting everyone ready for the day. Your family and friends are finishing up last minute decorations. The bride and the bridesmaids are probably having a mimosa while the groom and the groomsmen are having a beer. Everyone is just trying to relax a bit before the big moment comes. And with all of this comes some clutter. Makeup, hairspray, water bottles, shoes, bags will be throughout the whole getting ready room. And it's easy for the room to look like a disaster area when there are so many bridesmaids and so many groomsmen who are getting ready at the same time. Since you'll be having your getting ready portraits in this location, you'll want to try to keep at least a small section of the room as clutter-free as possible. And this will allow your photographer to capture the bride getting into her dress and the groom putting on his tie without water bottles, shoes, and all the rest of the clutter in the background. If there's a window in your getting ready room, you're probably gonna wanna try to keep that little area clutter-free because natural light makes the best portraits. For the bride, getting that photo of you and your mom or your bridesmaids helping you into your dress is a classic image that all mothers of the bride love to have. So when it's time for you to get into your dress, you're gonna wanna have whoever's helping you get ready already be dressed at that time. So if your mother, maybe your grandmother, your sister, all of your bridesmaids, whoever's gonna be helping you, they should already be ready at that time. That kind of makes those portraits look a little more cohesive and more put together. Your photographer will not only get images of the bride getting into her dress and the groom putting on his tie and cufflinks, but they will also be taking photos of some of your special details. So here's a list of some details that are usually present at a wedding that you're gonna wanna go ahead and kind of correlate and have ready in a small pile for your photographer when they arrive. That way, as soon as they walk in, they can say hello and they can go ahead and get started on your details. So for the bride, these are things like your dress, your veil, any jewelry you're wearing, your shoes, your garter. For the groom, this would be, you know, your tie, your shoes, those sort of things. You'll also want to have your invitations and stationery ready because those will kind of round out your album if you have an extra copy of your invitation there to be photographed. You're also going to want to have your rings, and this includes your engagement ring and your wedding rings. And then are there any other special details? Are you using maybe a handkerchief that was passed down throughout the generations and used in all of your family's weddings? Are you maybe exchanging a gifts with your future spouse or writing a letter for your future spouse? All of those things are things that you're gonna wanna have ready for your photographer. So hopefully that this quick little podcast will help you out when it comes to think about your getting ready portraits and those bridal and groom details. And hopefully this will kind of make that process go a little smoother for you. That's it for this week. Be sure to check back next Wednesday for the next installment of Wedding Wednesday, tips and tricks for brides and grooms who are actively planning your wedding. Thanks guys, and have a great week.